Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
In the distant future, mankind will be annihilated by his greatest creation, a half-mad living computer called Illusionoid.
Yeah. The lights just came up when I said that. Wow.
That's amazing.
Awesome. Wow, fantastic.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another live Illusionoid podcast recording.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. Ah.
Oh, God.
Am I bleeding?
Okay, did you see that? That was completely ridiculous.
The microphone just attacked your mouth.
It really did. It did. So tonight's the night of firsts. So welcome to the show. My name is Lee Smart. This is...
Paul Bates.
And over there...
Nog Nargang.
And on our iPad devices over here, providing... I better watch what I'm doing here. Providing sound effects and music is the Dread Dormammu. You guys familiar with the Dread Dormammu? He's the one whose name shall not be spoken.
But you just... Never mind.
I know. Forget it. He's not here, right?
Oh, shit.
Sitting right there. All right.
Shit, he's right there.
I know.
Is his name Dormammu or the Dread Dormammu?
It's the whole thing.
The Dread Dormammu.
It's the Dread Dormammu.
Actually, I think the full name is the Dread Dormammu, the name that shall not be spake.
That's right. Spake. Nice. Should not be spake. All right. So who's here? Who here has heard our podcast before?
All right.
That's excellent. That's excellent. So you know what you're in for tonight. Yes. We're going to take some suggestions from you guys and do live version of our podcast right here on this very stage. So we're going to start things off with our first piece, our first transmission from the far, far future. What is something, what is a power somebody wish they always had? Something they could always wish they could do?
Telekinesis.
I love that. I love that.
That's,
telekinesis.
That's not just reading minds. That's like moving things with your mind.
That's right.
Yeah, that's like zapped.
That's right. That's totally like zapped.
Oh, buddy.
That's right. Huh? If we had a cute girl here, her skirt would be going, woo! Scott Bay would be like...
And is it Willie Ames? Was Willie Ames the other guy in that?
I think, yeah, totally. Of course
Willie
he was.
Ames is like, no way!
Yeah, his name was like Boner or Stifler.
Scooter.
Or Scooter, something like that.
It was an action name.
It was totally an action name. And we need one more thing to for the last piece of this one. We need some kind of mundane occupation, something you wouldn't necessarily choose to do, but you might find yourself doing if you fell upon hard times.
Coal shoveling.
Coal shoveling. Oh, I love it. I love it. That sounds like it takes place in 1910 somehow.
Oh, so
it does.
Interesting.
It's like, yo, what's the 100th anniversary, right?
Of the coal Titanic. Shoveling and yep. Telekinesis.
That's right.
Are our two suggestions.
All right, here we go. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to the chrono stage. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear could change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now... tonight's transmission.
Hear me! I communicate to you now from deep inside a moon! A lunar satellite which orbits nothing at all! It's going in a straight line! In your future! The world will be much like 1910. People will depend on coal. And other people will depend on coal mining jobs. To keep them employed. But among those men, only one shall harness the power of telekinesis! Listen on!
Oh, that's some hard work.
Oh, geez, you can say that again. My back is just killing me.
Oh, my arms feel like they're going to fall off. I've just shoveled so much of this coal.
Yeah, and look at you. Look at your body is covered in dust.
Yeah, soot.
Sooty dust. Silt. Yeah. Like a silt. Like a fine, like almost like talc, but
yeah,
black.
Black talc.
Black talc. You know, that's...
They called it that first before they called it coal.
Yeah.
Black talc.
People would take babies and they'd lift them up and they'd put piles of this black talc on their little pink asses. And those kids would develop colorectal cancer.
Yeah. Cut out the middleman.
Cut out the middleman.
Straight to the cancer.
Seriously. Seriously. Hey, have you seen Seamus?
Seamus?
Yeah, have you seen him around?
Oh, you know, the Irish. They're always taking a break.
Seriously. Gosh, I could tell you a story about an Irish guy.
I have time for one.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
All right. Well, there's this Irish guy. And his name was Seamus. And he was late for work.
Me ears are burning.
Oh, hey, Seamus.
There you are.
Ah, hello.
You know, this is a tree man job, Seamus.
A tree man job, you say?
Yeah.
And we've been doing it with two of us because you haven't been around.
Well, you know what they say about the tree man job.
What's Seamus?
The two men do the work and the clever man does the drinking and the breaking taking.
I've heard that.
He's
I've
got
heard
us there.
It's yeah. the national anthem of Ireland.
Well, sing a few bars of that,
okay,
would you?
Okay, all right. You know what they say about the three-man job. There's two who do the work, and there's one who does the drinking, taking, breaking, making.
Yep. That's what it is.
You never hear that at the Olympics, do you?
No.
No. Well, one day we'll win, and then you'll hear it.
Okay, okay.
All right.
All right.
Listen, you...
If log rolling was still an event...
Listen.
Oh, we'd be importing some logs and practicing.
All right, look, listen, you piece of irie trash.
Oh, now it's getting personal.
Yeah. We've been working here, digging this coal all day. Digging it all day, and you've been slacking off.
So now, we're going to leave, and you're going to work.
That's what? Right.
That ain't fair.
Yeah.
Oh, life's not fair.
Why you get... You two get back here. You two get... Sometimes I become Scottish. You two get back here. I'll show you what for. Ah, mining by myself again. I might as well get it done. Ain't no more drinking or breaking making for good old sad Seamus. And what happens when I get home? Just a sad, lonely night with me wife. Comatose. Me comatose wife. Hurt her head ironing. Oh, let's dig away then. Digging away with me pitchfork. Digging coal. Here's a nice piece of coal. And another one behind it. And behind that piece of coal. What's this? That ain't coal at all. Some other kind of rock. Glows with the fury of a thousand suns, it does. Thousand sons of an Irish Catholic. I wonder what would happen if I licked it. For what is the instinct of an Irishman if not to lick some? I licked it mid-sentence and look what's happened.
Oh.
I've unleashed something. Some kind of deity. Are you a deity?
I am a deity. It has been an age. I have been trapped in the bottom of this coal mine since time immemorial, waiting for a lick. A lick from an Irishman.
Are you Dol Dread Pornarlinder, the name that shall not be spake? What's it again?
The Dread Dormammu.
Oh.
Yes, I am. King of the Netherworld. Vice Chancellor of the Far Regions of the Third Circle of Nightmare.
I've read about you.
Boss of the Fourth Level of Dungeon Blackness.
Oh.
King of the underworld and lord of this coal mine.
What?
Yeah, it's not as impressive. I should have stopped.
But what do you want from me?
What do I want from you? I want freedom. I want to be released. I want to go into the world. But I need something from you.
Yeah, all right. What is it?
Your compliance. Will you be my minion?
When you said compliance, I thought I could just say, all right, go on with you. Get out of here.
I need you as a host for me.
You want to enter my body? My own frail flesh and bone?
Yes.
The dread Dormammu inside good old poor suffering Seamus.
That is correct. You've articulated it very well. I see you are an excellent candidate.
Well, what does Seamus get in return?
What will you get in return? What is your greatest wish, Seamus? What is the one thing that causes you to lie awake at night, your heart beating, a tattoo within your frail, bony, pasty white chest as your comatose wife lays beside you and you have your way with her?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Horrible. I mean, I'm a dread lord of nightmare, and that's pretty bad, even to me. Piece of irie trash. What is it you want? Just name it! And then let me inside of you to ravage your every cell with my power. Blow you to kingdom come with my rage. What is it you want?
All right, I'm still thinking. Still trying to decide.
Tick tock, tick tock.
All right, all right, all right. I want to never work a day again. I want to just take a break. Make a break and take it.
Done. Done. You'll never have to work a day again in life. But don't you have higher aspirations? Is there something else you'd want to do?
Yeah.
What?
I want to spend, instead of working my days away at some job like a coal mine, I want to hang out, leaning against the wall, moving things with me mind.
Jeez, really? That's what you want? That's what it came...
That's what I want to do. I want girls' skirts to flip up when they walk by. I want to get real angry one day in the school gymnasium and make everyone's brassieres pop open.
That's a very hefty price, Seamus.
A hefty price, but worth it, I'd say. Better than President of the United States, I'd say, to be able to lean against the wall and move things with your mind.
I, in your vernacular, I, Seamus. Let me cast the incantation now that will fuse me with you and grant you the powers of telekinesis. Fuck. Fuckalar. Lakta. Lakpagadiyotcha. Fadimajala. Fadimajala. Fla.
Has it happened?
Yes.
Oh.
You're fully telekinesic.
Yeah. And are you inside me?
Can't you feel me?
Oh.
That's me.
Poking me from the inside.
That's right. Let that be a reminder that I'm always there, Seamus. You never will be free of me again. Unless you do the reverse incantation that I just did.
Can't do that?
No, you can't.
I didn't even listen.
I know. That's what I was counting on. I'll be quiet from this point on. But I'll always be there. Go, Seamus. Take me with you as your passenger into the world and wreak your menace.
All right, then. See you later, pickaxe. Oh, That's right. I'm talking to you. F off.
And hey, Seamus.
Hey.
Less yap and more digging.
Oh, yeah? How about less talking, more pickaxe in your face?
No!
That's right.
Oh, I have a pickaxe in my face.
Holy jeez, what have you done the...
What
have you done the Roger?
Buddy?
Yeah. How do you like that?
Just razzing you a bit, you jammed a pickaxe in my...
Yeah, well, old Seamus don't take kindly to the razzing. So there you go. You gotta live your life with that unless you pull it out, but I wouldn't recommend it. Because you'll bleed. You're a bleeder. I know that about you.
Oh, God.
Hey, Seamus, all right, man. Hey, something happened to you while you were down there. Just take it easy, all
right? That's right, something happened to me.
Yeah, he threw a goddamn
lift you
pick
two at the same time. And bang you together like a couple of knuckleheads.
No!
Now I make you do things to each other.
No!
That's right.
Come on, Seamus, I already have a pickaxe in my face.
Kiss a little.
No, how?
Kiss a little.
Sorry about the pickaxe.
That's right, use your hands. Use your hands. Good. That's a boy. I can't wait to tell my comatose wife about that one.
And he did. He went home that night to speak to his comatose wife.
Oh, Lindy. Lindy! Wonderful news. You may be comatose, but now you can still walk. You can get out of bed and walk around. Rise from your slumber. Don't look so depressed about it. Lift up your head. Now, this place is a pigsty. Clean it. That's how things go in Seamus's house. Oi, hang on. Lindy, would you be a dear and get the door?
Yeah, I was next door. I heard a little bit of commotion over here, and Lindy, what's Seamus? Your wife, Lindy, she's up.
Yeah, she's fine now, Marcus. So you don't need to come over anymore and give her the help that you've always been giving her.
But
that's right. I've seen how you looked at her.
What do you mean, how I looked at her?
You know, some say I've got insane with the dread Gormanu in my body. But I say I'm suspicious of the way you look at my comatose wife.
All I did was give her a sponge bath. That was all I did.
Yeah, well, maybe you'd like a sponge bath.
What?
Huh?
But what?
Only with 100 sponges. That's right. Witness as I call. Oh, every sponge from the sponge store a few blocks away. Oh. Off the shelves, down the streets.
Oh.
As they absorb you.
Oh.
Now, to rob a bank.
And so he did. Seamus went right down to the Bank of Ireland and robbed a bank.
No man can stop Seamus. That's right. Is this how this ends?
Seamus then went on a rampage all through Dublin, drinking beer and not paying and smashing things everywhere.
And don't forget the skirts of every Irish lady that got lifted.
And lifted the skirts of every Irish lady that decided to wear a skirt that day. But finally, Seamus's rampage came to an end.
Dormammu.
Oh, from inside me.
Seamus, you've abused my powers.
What? Dormammu?
Yes.
You said you'd be quiet from now on.
I had to intervene, Seamus. You're using your powers to run rampage over things. Skirts flying into the air, brassieres popping open, banks being robbed. I thought you had higher aspirations than this. I thought you'd be a good host for me.
I made it pretty clear. It's all I wanted to do.
That's true. Thinking back now, you said exactly those things. You know, I thought it was just like, you know, at first blush when you have all this, imbued with all this power. It was just the first thing that came to mind. But I thought you'd do something like crown yourself king of the world.
No. See girls' butts.
That doesn't really further my ends, you see. I was hoping you'd get to a position of power, you'd install yourself as the leader of something, and then I'd be able to pull your strings and ultimately rule this world.
Eh.
Well, I'm going to remove my power from you.
Oh!
That's right. You'll be nothing. There it is. I've returned to a lump of something that sits on the ground. I'll wait for someone else to come and lick me, Seamus.
But all of Ireland hates me. And my wife, Lindy, still walking and moving.
Yes, I'm controlling her.
Well, what am I to do? What of old beleaguered Seamus?
You got what you always wanted, Seamus.
What's that?
The power of telekinesis. Are you happy?
No.
No, I didn't think so.
All right, then. I guess it's back to my shitty life.
That's right. And I'm taking... What's your wife's name again?
Lindy.
I'm taking Lindy with me as my concubine. I'm going to infuse her with my power now.
Oh, Dormagudibu!
Yeah.
I think that's what happened.
Yeah. All right. Wow.
Wow, that was something.
That was something.
Yeah.
Something happened.
That was a cautionary tale.
It was a cautionary tale. Don't do that. If those exact things happen to you...
Just stick to coal mining.
Seriously. Yeah.
And don't lick any glowing rocks.
The Power of the Mind. Improvised live by Illusionoid. Starring Paul Bates as Seamus, Lee Smart as Dusty and the Dread Dormammu, and Nug Nargang as Roger and the narrator. Recorded live April 14th, 2012 at Comedy Bar in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. You can now hear Illusionoid while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. The latest episode is always available for you, no syncing needed, and no memory storage wasted. Available for your iPhone, Android phones, webOS phones, or BlackBerry. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You can submit a title for a future episode. Leave us a title at Illusionoid.com or on the wall of our Facebook group and give us a like while you're there. Also, follow us on Twitter at IllusionoidPod and leave us a review on iTunes as those ratings help our show climb the charts. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.